Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Are you ready for spring? March 1st is the first day of meteorological spring, while the spring equinox, which marks the first day of astronomical spring, is coming up on March 20th. As that old saying goes, if March comes in like a lamb, it goes out like a lion, then vice versa. But perhaps more accurately, to paraphrase Forrest Gump, March is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. The weather may be variable, of course, ranging from snowstorms to thunderstorms. But by the end of the month, some observations may be expected to exemplify the inexorable march towards summer. Expect to see some rivers and streams and prairie potholes with open water again, and waterfowl such as Canada geese, pintails, and mallards begin to show up on area marshes. By the end of the month, one may also expect to see a few robins and other birds as well. Plus, the sound similar to that of someone blowing across the top of a pop bottle may begin to be heard on the grasslands around dawn near the end of March. That's a sure sign that the male sharp-tailed grouse are out on their dancing grounds trying to impress the ladies. Toward the end of the month, particularly in the southern counties, pussy willows may start sporting their catkins, and some trees may appear to be budding out. Actually, it's their drab, wind-pollinated flowers that develop first. Out on the prairies, the passiflower and other spring wildflowers may also start coming into bloom. There's a full moon coming up on March 14th. It's known as the crust moon, a reference to the surface crust of snow that often is prominent during March. It's also known as the crow moon and sap moon. And please note that there'll also be a total lunar eclipse on the late evening hours of the 13th and early morning hours of the 14th. It'll likely be announced on local news and weather reports as the time approaches. March can often be a bumpy ride, and time will tell how the signs of spring will develop this March. But the signs of spring are in the air, and there should be ample opportunity to get out and enjoy a little bit of the change of seasons, whatever the weather. And give some consideration to staying up late and watching a bit of the lunar eclipse. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.